I ask her why it's important. She just sips her tea and looks at me like the question is stupid. I guess that it is. She says, men just don't get it, do they? Directs it at me, but not like I'm one of them. Just tells me she always has to worry first time she meets a bloke, whether she's being too friendly, making sure to dampen her reactions to his jokes. Doesn't want to send a signal that could be a mistake. Just wants to be nice without dissecting how he's taking it, like, does he know they're just going to be mates? She tells me how we love the sound of our own voices. We seem to think they carry a different weight. Her ideas dismissed, a man parrots them, her boss is all like, oh wow, yeah, that's great. When she questions it, it's all, you seem emotional. Are you thinking straight? She tells me she wants to be able to pop to the shop without checking the time or the light, without second guessing herself, checking the mirror for signs of a justification. She has to act like needing a pint of milk and having flesh is an invitation. I tell her about the corner shop, where I bought my first men's magazine, a double page spread of Kelly Brook, an article about women's wet dreams, how the bloke behind the counter knew I was too young, sold it me anyway, just made me promise to hide it from my mum. She tells me how she just wants to go for a drink, walk back enjoying the night alone. Wants to wander in safety under the stars, not the arm of a chaperone. Not having to promise to text everyone when she's home. The well-meaning faces of concern are just a reminder of how far we haven't come. I tell her about an old mate. One night he called out to a woman wobbling down the street, just trying to eat her kebab. He was all, you got any chips for me, darling? Like, here, look at me, lads. The woman didn't say anything, just visibly tensed and walked on. I didn't say anything either, like, catcaller got my tongue. She tells me, the thing is, even if your mate never did that again, it doesn't really change anything. He can just move on. But for that woman, the moment's never really gone. It's just one in a long list of things keeping her cautious, policing her body, her action, her joy. She tells me if we're gonna do anything, we should stop teaching fear to girls and start teaching respect to boys. She just sips her tea and looks at me like the question is stupid. I guess that it is. She just laughs and says, you live in this world. Why do you think it is?